in the motherfucking suburbs with it. Rah, bing, bah, bah. Hey, yo, Terry, fuck going on?
Wow. I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. Now when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up tough, cause you notice that butt was stuffed. Deep in the jeans she's wearing, I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh baby, I wanna get with ya and take your picture. My homeboys tried to warn me, but that butt you got makes
me so horny.
Ooh, rumpa smooth skin. You say you wanna get in my bins? Well, use me, use me, cause you ain't that average.
What up, dog?
We in this bitch.
Yellow. What up, though, y'all? We back again, back again, back again.
Top of the morning,
nine.
Top of the evening. As happy James St. Patrick Day, Howard, to the blacks that be.
The blacks that be?
The powers that be. You know, that's dude's business. What's the guy? The group? I can't think of the name. This your girl, Coco Breezy.
Moolah. I'm Ari. Hey, y'all. I'm in this bitch. Remix.
And, Mickey, I'm back, y'all. Like, I never left.
Where is Bun? Where is Bun?
How old are y'all today? For real.
I'm 17. No, I'm 21.
Really? Bitch!
No. I'm looking over fast and shit. I had to think about it.
You know, I think I'm a I feel innocent, but I still want to break the law. Do, you know, hood rat shit with my hood rat friends. I think so. That might be a 16-year-old, that might be a 17-year-old, you know. I haven't decided.
So as y'all can see, we are young and hot today.
I literally was about to say that. We some tenderonis.
All right, so today's topic, I had the pleasure of choosing you guys, and it seems to be, it's cultural appropriation. Is it appropriation or is it appreciation?
Ladies, what are y'all opinions on it? Are y'all seeing any appreciation in the building?
No. Or is it all appropriated?
That's appropriated in the show. See y'all later.
Not talking about in the show, y'all. So for real, but I wanna, how do y'all feel about it? Like being a black woman to actually see other, like for example, you see other women go out their way to do like plastic surgery, get all of this shit done. And then they used to say that this was not, like now we the beauty standard, but we still not the standard.
No.
We the beauty standard when it comes to them wanting to look like us and doing everything to look like us. But when it's us actually just us being our natural beauty, then it's still ugly.
Yeah.
Black women are aesthetic to people. That's what we are. We ain't nothing more than aesthetic. They see our shit. They dub us on Pinterest. They say, ooh, let me copy that. And they literally recreate it. But I feel like what gasses a lot of people up so much is that they get applauded for our shit when we get talked down about the organics of our shit.
Yeah.
Which is fucked up.
For me, I always have a hard time not coming off like a hater because I don't think it's right to like bash other women. But it's like an immediate, like, you know, I'm like, and then I also feel sometimes disrespected about it. Just y'all know exactly what the fuck y'all doing.
Definitely. No, because the way I see it is, it's like, there are some people who can appreciate it. Like, you see in other cultures, you see, you know, in the Latino community where they'll have something that maybe another culture may do. But the thing is, if you're going to appreciate it, give credit when credit's due. Respect it. But when it starts to be appropriating, that's when people want to try to say, oh, we start doing this shit. We start rocking it. Like, let's be clear. Black girl and baby hair has been together since the beginning of time. So So you tell me why Luann and Amy are cutting their long ass hair, getting some LA looks or some, what's the other gel? I can't think of it. Eco Styler gel. And to create baby bangs. And then you have dumbass girls like that dumb chick that was on Dr. Phil's show, the Italian girl, Bad Baby, talking about y'all hoes just mad because I could do this, but don't nobody get on y'all for wearing straight weaves. And I said, this shows the ignorance because there are really black women that are born with straight hair. Not all black women have curly hair. Not all black women have kinky hair. And if you take your ass to Africa, you will really see the spectrums of black people. We don't all come with this one by all look. And so that's where it gets to be appropriating, is when you want to literally take our culture where you know that your peoples before you were teaching you like, oh, you don't dress like that. You don't talk like that. Even when they say we ghetto, like all black women don't talk like that. Yeah. But it's the simple fact that that's still deep rooted in our community. So you know where that shit originated from.
Right.
You
like
see,
even
you go ahead.
But even with not just other races appropriating the black woman, because I'm going to take it off black people. The black woman, when you see gay men who act a certain way, they talk a certain way, they pop and snap their neck and always pulling their hands back and bitch this and bitch that, and it's like, you are trying to act like a black woman.
Yeah.
But black women, we don't all act like that. We can be very poised, very respectful, you know, but even the black gay man and white gay man, Asian and Latino gay man, they all act like what they think the black woman acts like. So even that's appropriate. And like, you take it from us, but then get mad when we voice our opinions on it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's appropriated too. It's like, shit, can we fucking live?
Yeah.
Like, we can say and do stuff, but it's ghetto, it's bad, it's disrespectful when we do it. But when you do it, oh, it's beautiful. Oh, they're just so, you know, they're just living in their truth. Or it's seen as, they're just so vibrant, but it's bad and ghetto when we are a certain way. Like, even like what you said with the baby hairs, we don't have to put gel on our baby hairs. It's naturally there. It's just there. There are some black women who actually cut that shit off, and it grows right back.
Yeah, literally, like on the back.
And then you want to turn around and say, well, why can't we do it? Why is it a problem? First of all,
we have to do it.
Stop acting like you invented this and like you created this. Saw a black woman and said, oh, I want to do... That's like when I used to work in the cosmetic department. And I would see all of these Asian and white girls coming there, and they would specifically ask for the darker makeup foundation. And I'm looking at them like, wow, that's not even your complexion. Mm. Oh, okay, I get it. And then when I would actually have them in my chair doing their makeup, and I asked them, oh, what kind of look are you going for today? You want, like, you know, you want a wing eye? You want shadow? You want something natural? You want something avant-garde? Mm-hmm. Oh, I have a picture. Can you make me look like Rihanna? Rihanna is not your complexion. But can you, I can give you her eye makeup. Yeah, the lip color she has on, yeah. You want lashes like hers? You want your brows to look like hers? Can you make my skin tone like hers?
And I think that's what it is for me. It's like the audacity for you to ask something.
And I have
like
to be
that
professional because I don't want to lose my job. but I'm still me. Like, right. I'm be motherfucking Mickey all day. So I just let them know, okay, I can't put that complexion on you because it doesn't match your skin tone. But that's what I want. And I just straight up tell them, we don't have that here in the store.
We don't sell.
Even though I know we got a whole case behind the counter, I'm not doing
not
it. You're not about to disrespect me. So, yeah, I would have so many come in. Okay, you make me look like, here, this is the thing. Oh, my God. I had this one girl ask me, can I make her look like Naomi Campbell? So, my first thought was,
how?
So what exactly do you want? You want a natural, because Naomi Campbell's makeup is always very natural.
Yeah.
Do you want a natural look? Well, I was more so thinking, like, can you make my skin tan like hers? Girl, you a step away from being Irish. No, I can't make you, I can't even make you dark white. So how am I going to make you look like her? Like, it's to that extreme. Like, you see the people or the women who were getting their bodies done to resemble that of a black woman. But it's even more so extreme in the beauty industry where you're actually asking me to put color foundation on you that's even too dark for me. So I know it's too dark for you. Like, honey, you in the beiges. You are nowhere in this 450 shade tone. You in the 130s.
My only thing, too, like, it's like, what do y'all want us to say? Like, at this point, for y'all to see that on social media and stuff, it's now becoming like, even for certain filters, to always, and you know, make your lips a little fuller or make your, you know, it's just like, I think it's an oversaturation. So another thing I wanted to ask you guys is, how do y'all feel about it? Well, can it be appreciation? Could it ever be appreciation?
Honestly, for me, I don't think so. I don't see, because we've been in it for so long that other races now feel like they're entitled to it, like they own it. Some of them even believe the lie that they created it and that we're taking from them. I've seen so many white girls, Middle Eastern girls, Latina girls on social media say, well, and will blatantly say, oh, y'all see the black girls mad. They mad because they don't look like us. Sweetie, everything that you bought on your body resembles that of a naturally built black woman. I just don't see how
it's like a low key competition.
They could even they could even appreciate. That's like even going beyond the cultural appropriation. You have the white people now who, you know, the term systemic racism, who are now saying, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know I was being racist. Can you teach me?" No, you can go pick up a book just like we had to. You can go learn about it the same way we learned about it. Why do I need to teach you about your ignorance?
I was going to say, I think there is a way that you can appreciate the culture, because thing is, one thing that we got to admit is all cultures that have cultures, I'm sorry, white people don't have culture. Y'all have St. Patty's Day. Yeah, this y'all day.
I feel like if
they can appreciate, like, I'm not telling you to wave a flag every 5 seconds and be like, I got this from black people. But when you're getting those mentions, or you have like E! News or certain publications that want to do features on you, and they say, well, you know, for example, I remember they did a story a few years ago with Kim K, and she had the stiletto nails with the like hoops in them. And the publication was like, Kim K starting the trend. And I'm like, actually, no. Janet Jackson did that with Busta Rhymes in that video in the 90s. So I feel like if you can appreciate, like, no, this ain't even me. This, y'all know this from black girls, whatever. Then I feel like you would move past, because you have, like, some black girls that, or some black people, but I'm going to say specifically black girls, who they may say, well, she is appropriating Indian culture. Because I've seen it plenty of times, you know. But I'm like, you can't say, okay, well, this is African culture. Because I'm like, although it may look similar, this is a vast difference. This is known to the Indian culture. Mm. But the thing that you do have a lot of black people do when they're doing something that they may not typically do, or it's not part of their culture, really, they're like, you know, oh, my Indian friend hooked me up. So usually they know somebody who's actually that race that they're, you know, like, oh, okay, I got this head guard on, like, I'm Indian. Or, you know, I got the piercings in my nose, like, you know, my Indian sisters. Which they're like, yeah, she's doing it. She's respecting it. So she's doing it justice. But when you have
she's
the people.
She's not saying that she created.
Right. But when you have the people that's like, oh, this, I start trends. I do this. I've been doing this. And it's like, no, you know where that started from. You know, you can look at any black film from the 90s. And I think what makes black people feel a certain way about it is because when we do see ourselves in, like, black films from the 90s, we were always getting hit with a negative context, like, oh, that's how you don't be. Oh, the girl's coming with the poetic justice braids. Right. That was not seen as something that would be accepted. But then you have so many white girls now getting box braids, where we know as a black community that was a protective style
right.
for our hair. So when you see white girls who have nothing to protect with very fine, thin, flat hair, it's like, you can't sit up here and say, well, I want to get braids too. No, you want to get braids now because it's popular.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to go into a job and they say, well, you got to do something, you're not going to respect yourself like a black person and literally put themselves on the line and say, this is my culture.
Mm-hmm.
So why are you telling me to take it out? A white person gonna say, let me go get that Pantene Pro V, honey. I'm gonna come back with the regular curls. They don't understand it. And I think a lot of people don't get the gist of, it's not even just appreciation. It's like, this is deep rooted in us.
Yeah.
From not even just, you know, our fashion and style, but even to the way we cook.
Mm-hmm.
You see that.
Especially how you could, even with that being said and considered, I personally feel like it devalues a lot of what we bring into the table. It's always a big deal on how, like, it really does baffle me. Like, now our aesthetic is literally the beauty standard, but people are also not letting us still be in the spotlight. And it's like, obviously, yes, we knew the world was racist, but, like, damn, y'all just can't grow up. Like, and it's... Even for, like, Kim K or things like that, for them to want to pay attention to different trends that we've already had and put somebody or feel more comfortable with associating with a, you know, a celebrity that's outside of our race, it do kind of just be like a, I don't see it, y'all. I don't see why y'all think this shit is okay. Mm-hmm. I don't see why y'all don't understand why we're upset.
Yeah.
It's for me, too, it does make, like, even for you to bring up Indian friend or something like that, I'm now like, I want to probably segregate myself at this point because why do y'all want to be our friends at this mm-hmm. point? Especially to feel confident in saying certain things. Like, I be on TikTok watching these white women go through hell and high water saying nigga this, my nigga that. And it's like, now y'all are just... like y'all ancestors, like y'all bringing back this old shit.
Well, why can't we say it? If you say
read a fucking book, Google is free for a reason.
I understand this is a free word, it's freedom of speech. Like, why, if you can say nigger, why can't I?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, check the last letters on that term before you say it. But that's just the thing. Like, the thing is, they don't have to read a book to know. You know why we're gonna take offense to you saying that. Now, if I just come up in your place or your establishment and keep calling you an old fay and a crack ass, what up, my crack ass? You going to start feeling some bird type
shit.
Of way.
Okay.
You going to start shit. Feeling some way. If I'm like, oh, what up, my cracker? If I say that in front of your moms or your family, if I come up, what up, like how they, like they show it on TV shows where they make it like comedy. But what they're getting at is like, you know, if a black person walks up in a business or something, you know, what up, though, my dude? Wait.
Mm-hmm.
So all the black people in the world, we literally will come into a place where we're working or doing business and say, yeah, what up, though, my nigga? No. But it's not accepted for us because, like, oh, okay, if they're doing it, then they're nasty or they're wild, they're rude. But your friend, your counterpart, the white guy or whoever... that's not black, if they're doing it, hey, they're cool, they're fresh. You know, they got an edge to them. That's mm-hmm. their favorite word. They're edgy. They can blend with both because they have an edge. All because they're saying an aesthetic of where some black people, because like I said, all black people didn't grow up speaking like that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have this check one, check all box. We don't all say that. And that doesn't make you... any less black. That don't make you could be the smartest black person and still only talk in a slang term. I'm some of the smartest dudes I've known 4.0 were like some of the street most hoodest dudes that ever known a man, like was super hood but literally could break down math, could break down reading. I'm like, they know how to talk, but if that's their choice of vernaculars, then that's their choice. But at the same time, you can't sit up there and be like, oh,
Like, I'm seeing Dave Chappelle in my head talking about slide me some skin, bro. Like, don't do no shit like that.
No slide.
I'm gonna slash the shit out of you. But the thing is, like, they, I think the other issue with it, because you do see, I feel like you see more, like she said, black women appropriated versus black men. And the reason why I say that is because it's not too much that black men have to do it. What I mean by that is like, okay, y'all know, black women, we do our makeup a certain way. We wear our hair a certain way, whether we wearing a weave or not, whether we wear a wig or not, whether we braids or not, cornrows, even like the iris and braids, all of that. Then our attitude, the way we dress, we may wear a crop top with some basketball shorts or some sneakers or with some heels. Mm-hmm. We are the culture. We are fashion. So when you see some people of our group, some black men, praise it on another person, then that stinks. It's bitter. Because now it's like, I do this shit all the time. This ain't nothing new for me. Right. Why don't I get the praise, you know? And I feel like
literally trying to
look a lot of, one thing that really contributes, I feel like, to the whole culture appropriation is fashion shows. They contribute a lot of it. If you go back into the early 90s, I remember one fashion show in particular. It was Ralph Lauren fashion show. And his whole thing was called, it was like urban. That's literally what it was called. And you had white dudes come out with cornrows, bubble coats, like all the stuff that you see like Wu-Tang and all the rappers back then wearing. Mm-hmm. You saw them wearing it. And when you have certain eyes visualizing like, oh, that's what's happening. That's the street. Let's do it. Okay, then you have a whole other group of people that's wearing it, and because it's on trend or it's fashion, now it's ours too. Well, Ralph Lauren just showed this in his show. I don't pay attention to black people because black people don't matter. Mm. So now, that's what I feel like that's one of the
that's roots, really the that's biggest
the root of a lot thing. Of appropriation, because if you see one white person or somebody that's not black do something that's prevalent in the black community, it's no longer the black people. It's for everybody. Like the N-word. Well, Tommy said nigga, and people didn't really get out of they didn't really get out of hand, so it's for everyone.
So boom. Did y'all see the chat?
Yes. And I was gonna say, I just saw
nigga, she sent me this.
That's earlier tonight. I saw it and I said, what in the white fuckery is going on?
Larry just
To this moment, I don't know who the fuck this is.
I don't know what it's about.
I don't know what it's for.
That's the shit they do in Germany.
And you know what fucked me up when I had to watch it? I'm like, why the fuck is... I couldn't even believe that this was and a whole white woman under no here. So for our listeners, I have no idea who the fuck this is, y'all.
I'm going to post it on our
page.
On our IG page.
So
y'all can see this shit, because it's...
And it's like black facing again.
This is beyond
black facing. Like, but it's
this is some whole Mission Impossible.
This is some Twilight. Yes.
Face switching type shit.
But the thing that stood out to me the most was I was like, wow, we really do got really good bone structure. Like, I thought this was
we all got fucking high
chest. I was like, oh wow, you really do gotta make that into a thing. Like, I thought this was a whole fucking
remind me of like Grace Jones.
That's who I thought it was at first. And I thought they was trying to do something. Then they start peeling the lady face off.
Kelly Kapowski was under that skin.
This is the part that fucked me up. How y'all gonna do this to this lady like this? When they was pulling off the back of her actual...
Yo,
actual
it made me think, what's the movie? The Witches. The first Witches. When she said, remove your wigs and your face. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm closer right now.
And I think that's just the... that's what made me kind of be like... What the fuck is really going on? Like, do y'all not feel like we in the Matrix? Do y'all not see
and
this
that's
shit?
The thing, because like, okay, so we briefly was speaking on our earlier about like, you know, Asian hate and stuff like that, what they, you know, talking about what's going on, what's trending now. And we were pretty much, we were pointing out like what you just showed with Kelly Kapowski under Grace Jones. It's like, I'm sorry, she's not the one that came on my
mind.
Because it was a whole Beverly Hills Barbie underneath Grace Jones. So, but my point, what I'm getting at is, they don't, that right there should be on every media circuit. Because what it's saying is, you black women have no value. You're literally tits as a shell, and that's nothing else. Because let it have been a black woman with full garb, you gonna have somebody say, so you guys wanna always call us out, but you're literally black, dressing up your black women as white models, not to hire white models. But you're not gonna hear nobody say nothing about that, because it's like, we cracked the code. Mm. We ain't even gonna hire niggas no more. We could create them. Mm. We can literally create them. And if you didn't, if I would've just looked at that lady, if I would've looked at her for a minute, I was like, something don't look human. But if I just glance at her, she just walking and going back, I'm like, oh, that's a pretty black girl. And the whole time, it's a motherfucking body snatcher ass bitch underneath that. And she didn't even feel, that's what bothered me.
Yes.
The model didn't even feel no way.
And that was my thing too about it, because it's like, it's so insensitive to just watch somebody post. Who the fuck posted this? Let's get that
off. Somebody who did the makeup.
And then for you to even bring up like the fact that you can walk past these people. My thing is, that's how y'all know it's a empty feeling inside. Yeah. Like, y'all, for y'all to really put yourselves through this shit, for y'all to really overlook and not once be like, damn, we like y'all style. Like, y'all gotta have to be us completely. It's insulting. It's a little, like, problematic most of the part. One thing I was gonna say, because I didn't want to interrupt you. So y'all know how they do the, like, DNA test? I think they're cloning people.
Well,
now, whoever listening that didn't like that, let me stay where I am.
I don't put a pass.
But that's what
this
I
is
think.
America.
Yeah, okay. That's what I really do. I honestly think so.
Because, like, did y'all hear about, so recently they've been talking more about little kids dying from COVID-19. Mm-hmm. However, like, the little black kids who are sort of surviving it, mm-hmm. and I say sort of because they're losing limbs from their bodies.
What?
And this is after recovery, after they've so, quote-unquote, have been cured from COVID. The doctors are telling their parents or guardians, well, they can't go home yet. You know, it's still something going on in their system. Mm. Oh, we need to remove their feet. Oh, we need to remove their arms. They're amputating all of their body parts to, what type of life is this kid going to have? However, this is only happening to the black kids. This is not happening to the little white kids who may have had COVID. It's only happening to the black kids who have had COVID. So I'm just like, okay, you can't tell me why you got to cut off my kids' arms and feet. You can't tell me why. You're not telling me that he has some type of incurable disease. You're not telling me that it's going to eventually kill him, but you're telling me it's very serious that we remove his feet and his arms.
Hmm. How do y'all even have the nerve to say
that? And it's only the little black kids. Like, at first, they were saying kids wasn't catching COVID. Now, all of a sudden, there's kids and multiple races, not just the black race. But it's only the black kids whose limbs are being cut off. So.
It's a no for me, Alex.
It's a no for me, dog.
I keep losing my train of thought because.
Appropriation, appreciation, cloning.
No, it was something that has to do with what you just said.
The cloning.
You said, do I think?
Mm-mm. That was way past that. Oh. The cloning thing. But. Bill Gates of Africa. What y'all think about that?
Don't trust that nigga.
Yeah.
Don't trust
him.
Didn't know where Elon was.
I know you don't like
it. So I'm gonna catch y'all up with speed.
What's going on with Billy?
Billy moved. Him and his homies. Oh fuck, I probably can find a little TikTok video. Let me just say, listeners, I understand TikTok seems like a child place. The tea is being served on TikTok. So make a long story short. Him and his wife have moved to Africa. They have bought property. They did their thing. And now they're advertising, hey, go ahead and get vaccinated or something like that. Or I have to find a video. Make a long story short, he done bought a whole shitload of property and stuff like that. The only thing for me
is... You know something we don't know?
Africa, the only place that COVID didn't truly hit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it's also... it was some video, like... it was some video where they had... Him and his wife was just like, yeah, do this, do that.
They actually upped and moved to Africa.
Yes, they got property over there and they're doing something.
Yeah, I knew he had bought property over in Africa, but I didn't know they actually upped and moved over.
They over there right now. Let me find this video. I should have more of my materials together. But make a long story short, it sounds like this man got some type of diabolical plan to exterminate us. In a way, but it's like
something we don't know, and he moved to Africa, the safest place in the world right now. So, because America is going straight to hell. So,
okay, we are in Babylon, people.
That is crazy, but yeah, just to go back to
it's a video on YouTube. Bill and Melinda Gates on Africa Tomorrow. So they currently in Africa, talking about Africa is the youngest continent. Bill Gates is talking at Stanford about Africa. They just literally are into it right now. I just so happened to see a video that it was a lot of Asians are in Africa too. And there was a video of a young lady. She was, a young African girl. Mm-hmm. She was just getting ready to shower and stuff. And you literally watched this man bring the camera over to where she was showering.
Wow.
And she was already a grown-ass man, you know what I'm saying? Then they also have other videos where they're feeding the children in the village, in pots and things.
Uh-huh.
You know, they animals, kind of.
Wow.
And it's really, for me, it's this is getting scary because it's in our faces and we not even talking about it. We not even trying to find a plan or anything like that, you know what I'm saying? So,
Africa is scary because there's a lot of corruption in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So they allow a lot of stuff to happen. They allow a lot of these Europeans to come over there and rape our children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, literally.
And that's
crazy.
The everyday norm for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they're showing it now. That's the thing that's really making me what the fuck is really going on? Y'all not about to put this shit out on us again. Y'all not about to act like we don't see this again, only to... And I think that's why I wanted to talk about it today, because it seems like y'all do love us, but y'all have figured out a way to be we can do life without y'all here. And that's a little heavy because I've really progressed saying that.
I think they figured out that Africa is the most important continent. Mm-hmm. The rich resources.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Nothing but resources over there. All right. So
now they're trying to... It's white people shit.
Right.
What they did 20 years ago. That's what I'm saying. Let's go back.
I don't even think it's love. It's infatuation. Infatuation. Okay. Y'all know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, they're infatuated.
They are infatuated with the beauty of us, and not just the outer beauty, but the inner beauty. How are we, especially in Africa, when you see so much going on in these villages where they supposedly... so poor. But how do these Africans, how are they some of the healthiest people in the world?
Mm-hmm. And that's what I'd be y'all, we as a people
I
have
still,
to have more pride
so
for ourselves.
Many, and that's what I talk about with black people. I want them to really educate themselves, because there's so many black people that don't even know about the Henrietta Jane.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that you as a black person should know about. How do you not know about this? And then you have white people who don't. My thing is, this is my thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know about it, fine. So there's a lot of shit that I don't know.
Right.
But these white people don't want you to know that. So why don't you want me to know this stuff? You see in schools, and not just in public schools, even in private schools where you pay all these thousands of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
But they still don't want you to know about your, not just your heritage, but what you are from your DNA.
so much shit that these white people don't, not just white people, whites, Asians, Latinos, they don't want you to know about this. So if you don't want me to know about something, mm-hmm. that tells me I need to know about it.
Yeah.
Whether I give a damn about it or not, I need to know about it. Mm-hmm. Just off the fact that you don't want me to know about it.
And that's my thing, too. Like, why is it that we are, not us, but it's like, why are y'all accepting the fact that they don't want us to know?
Like, it's unfortunate that you hear so many black celebrities, Lil Wayne, that say stuff like...
Fuck that nigga.
That say stuff like, what ain't happened to me? I don't have no problem with white people.
Big yourself.
I felt comfortable on Cody. But no, like...
There we go. We got all except white people. Because one white man saved your life. Like, I've had surgery before, nigga. You're fine.
Right. But you have people like him who... He don't influence me, but you do. And I did grow up... I grew up with the hot boy Lil Wayne. Mm-hmm. I don't know who this nigga is. But you have so many... young people who do idolize this man, and they're listening to, you know, the bullshit that he's saying. But thank God for other young black artists. Their music may suck, but they're intelligent, and they don't think the same way as this idiot asshole. Mm-hmm. You know, but with him saying stuff like, I don't have problem with, you know, white people. They were the ones that actually saved me and helped me. Nigga, no, they wasn't. Your daddy baby got you out the hood.
And that's another thing.
He was exactly. Right.
You was his slave. For
exactly. Or you have people like.
You just call him master.
Like. You have people like or like ASAP Rocky for that. For his.
Yes, ASAP is a great example because he praises our Caucasian chicks.
Like,
I'm flabbergasted that they say he got back with Rihanna.
I'm so surprised. I just feel like
Rihanna sounds like a rumor.
I just felt like the type of woman that That shit was real. She was
they together
videos and shit and all. But it's just that
she using him.
The type of
y'all know Rihanna.
I don't feel like she using him because for what?
I don't know what she using him for, but
that's what she using him for.
Rihanna, when she do be getting her little roster man, we get either an album, we get a new clothing line, we get something.
It's a rap on that.
She about to do a hairline. You ain't
a rap on the album. Ain't no more music coming from Ray Ray.
I'm about to go home and do my research. The last time that they was together, she gave
a commercial for Fenty Beauty or something. But yeah, you have so many black Americans that add to this idea, which makes the white person think like, well, they said it was okay, so it's okay. No, it's not okay. That coon don't speak for the rest of us.
Okay.
That coon can't even barely speak for himself.
Not that coon can't even speak for the rest of us.
Out here doing coonery shit. But, yeah, I just don't see us being appreciated. It's like, it's so far gone. We're so deep into it. Like, why? Mm-hmm. Why do we need to appreciate them? Half them niggas don't even appreciate themselves.
Yes. That's exactly. And I think they know that. Yeah. They know exactly. Like, y'all, we already got... I think it's the gesture and the fact that they already feel like we're overly confident or the swagger that we naturally have. But I think that they notice, like, why aren't you using this to its fullest? Okay, we're just going to copy it. Or I know what to do with this. Like, I know how to make money off of this. I know how to make this work for me. And I also know that I'm not black. And I know I can still use this. And I can still manage to get in different doors. Would y'all get plastic surgery?
Listen, I'm not against it. Mm-hmm. I told my sister today, if I lose my ass, I'm gonna be in Miami, okay? But I'm not against it. Mm-hmm. I'm not against it. But it's, for me, the thing is, why are you getting it? And what are you getting? Like, you're not, you know, going to the doctor like, okay, my stomach is too fat. I need liposuction. You're going to the doctor. You got to take in a picture most of the times of what you want. So these white women and Latina and whatever who are going to these doctors and getting
butt injections. You know, butt injections right now is the number one plastic surgery in the world right now. And I do know that there are black women who get it done, you know, especially like, you know, my friend was telling me strippers in Atlanta, you know, back in the day was getting their asses done because, and it wasn't for no man, it wasn't to look a certain way, it was strictly because they made more money at the strip club because their asses was bigger. Mm-hmm. But these wasn't black girls who didn't have an ass. Like, most black girls are already born with some sort of an ass. But you now have women of different races who are going to plastic surgeons, and not, I'm going to take it off of just getting their lower bodies done. They're getting their face done to have black and African features.
Both times.
So, like, it's one thing, because you got white girls that's born with ass. Yeah. So, you got a lot of white girls, Latina girls that's born with a naturally big ass. But You going to the plastic surgeon now to have your facial features to look like a black person. There's so many Caucasian females right now who are having their irises changed to deep brown. Mm.
What?
Yes. So, and you know what's crazy? Because a couple years ago, you had some black girls, Tiny, her daughter, who were changing their eye colors to gray. Her daughter eventually went back to the brown because she almost went blind. But you have now a lot of white girls who are changing their iris color from blue and green to deep brown. You have.
I'm just wondering, like, how.
Like, we were talking earlier today about. We were talking earlier today about this Asian boy. When I used to work at Macy's, Asian boy came, his mom worked there, and he came in the morning. He had these tiny little rollers in his hair. It was like the size of a Q-tip. By the end of my shift, he came back. His hair was straight, black boy, Afro kinky. And he acquired it from these tiny, he had to have at least 100, 200 of these tiny rollers in his hair to achieve this style. Asian boy.
I think I've seen those, he had those.
Yeah.
I've seen him do like the pipe cleaners.
It's like a perma rod, but it's real tiny. It's like the size of a Q-tip. Mm-hmm. And they're putting it in their hair to not achieve a coily, loose curl look. No, they straight want what kink. what you know, growing up early, what black people would call nappy hair. That's what they want.
It's getting scary out here just talking about it. It's like, oh my God. And that's my thing about it too. Excuse me, I'm gonna burp, but it's just a gesture. And the fact, like, even for y'all to sit through these procedures, how do y'all think we feel about this? And that's why I say it's kind of scary. It seems like the process of elimination at some point. Y'all want to degrade us about having that be here. But now, and it's crazy to me, too, that black people still don't even love their own hair.
You know what's crazy? And this used to happen when I was younger. I would go to the store with my mom. I noticed it then, but I didn't really know too much of what it was about. But now, as an adult, when I go to stores like Target, for example, and I'm in a hair aisle, and I see a white woman or women following me, and not following me because they think I'm stealing something, because they want to see what I buy. And then I will literally pick up something I know for sure that I'm not about to put in my hair just to see if they pick it up. And I'll pick it up, put it in my basket, and then I'll put it down somewhere in like the aisle with the shoes or the towels. Mm-hmm. And I'll see the same white woman or women pick up that same item and put it in their basket.
What, how did that make you, like, it's just like.
Like, I laugh at it. I really can't do, it's not because I don't, it's not unexpected. Mm-hmm. I expect this stuff from, you know, white people. Unfortunately, it's not something I'm surprised of. Mm-hmm.
And that's another thing, too. It's like, I'm surprised. I'm in shock because I do recall being, like, younger. And just seeing the, you know, seeing TV, really thinking like white people was the shit at one point in time. Like, damn, sometimes I wish I was white. Like little stuff, like as a kid, subconsciously, like, can't wait to make some white friends. And then it comes down to like, I'm an older woman and I'm watching people go out their way to get things that I grew up being subconscious about, such as full lips, such as, you know, natural hair, so on and so forth. I personally, as far as plastic surgery goes, I can't do it. It's a no for me. Unless I absolutely need to. I feel like that, like, you know, if your finger fall off, you know, give me a little plastic finger or side of my face, you know. Some little,
you know,
cosmic bonding, you know, get it together.
I honestly, like, what she said, cosmic bonding.
You have to see what she did
first. What plastic surgery, like, I used to kind of be like anti it, but honestly, I don't even care. Like, unless you're trying to look like a whole nother race, that's different. Right. But if you're, like, I feel how, for example, females, we could just switch our hair up. Yeah, it ain't evasive, but at the same time, you're still trying to achieve a certain look. Mm-hmm. And I feel like for some women that really, they don't find themselves attractive, even if somebody, they can have 10 people telling them you're beautiful, but they never gonna believe it unless they believe it.
Right.
And I'm like, if you feel like you may need a little something, or if you want it because you want it for you, then by all means, if you can afford it, shit, go ahead. Go and get snipped, ripped, cut, sewn, dipped, whatever. Because, like, I was even thinking, like, about, when I was talking to somebody earlier, and we were just talking about just hair in general. And I was like, you know, I was like, my natural hair, but I'm like, my hair grew out when I was, like, I want to say 18. That was, like, the last time, 18 or 17, I had any relaxer in my hair. And I was like, you know, I discovered within the past year, I saw myself, I was like, damn, I'm a natural hair Nazi. And I was like, I didn't like feeling that way because
not a Nazi.
I was like, because what I realized I was imposing was, I was like, I wasn't crazy. It's like how like vegans are. I was like, I wasn't that crazy, but I was just like, oh, why you gotta do this to your hair? You like, you don't need chemicals. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. If people want to, however they want to do their hair, and it doesn't mean that they feel like they don't like themselves or less about themselves. I'm like, everybody, like the stigma that's put on wearing your hair natural, a lot of natural people don't even realize that they're literally separating the black community. Yeah, it's a cash cow. Yeah, we get, you know, why a lot of companies like, well, we want your hair like that. I can see that reason. But for a female that may have to get up at the crack of dawn, be the work, and it's not that she ain't trying to do her hair like Becky, but she just literally trying to do her hair
and get the
and
work
still
on time.
Let it grow. Instead of, I'm like, let's be clear. I'm like, that cannot always be achieved. So when I feel like when other black women, I would include myself in this at a point in time where we like, you don't even have to do that. You could do this and that. Every black woman's hair texture is not the same. And some women, it's harder work. And I'm like, I really felt bad where I'm like, I'm shunning black women who are putting whatever they put in their hair to make it more easy for them to manage and to grow and to do. Because I'm like, well, you're just trying to alter your look for the white man. You want to look appealing. It's like, no, fool. I'm telling myself this. Like, that's not the case. Some of them are really trying to do it because they cannot do their hair. Like, even if they tried and they figured out some regimen, the thing with hair in general, it always changes most of the time. It may not happen subtly, but there's certain things. So your hair could be responding to one, you know, condition or whatever, and then after 3 years, your hair is no longer responding. So you're like, you're adding on books and books of stuff. And I just looked at it as, who am I to tell somebody else what they can and can't do with themselves?
Right.
And it just got to the point, like, even like I'm not going to tell a girl who's really struggling to like herself as a person to, hey, if you don't like yourself now, go ahead and get the breast implants. Go ahead and get the not even the butt implants, the hip implants now. Go ahead and get rid of them hip dips. Like, I'm not going to tell her to go do that because I'm like, no matter how much, you could spend $40,000. I've seen it. And not even on black people. I'm just saying, I've seen in general when people spend $40,000 on plastic surgery because they don't like themselves and still don't like themselves.
Yeah.
But I'm like, but if you like yourself and you like, you know what? I'm going to take this waist down 2 inches. And for some reason, the workout ain't working fast enough. So I'm going to go take care of this. I have the funds. And she just feeling like, okay, I'm on top of the world. But it was never a sense of self-esteem issue for her. It was just literally like, I'm trying to wear this fitted dress and my stomach poking out a little too much. And I can't do this without wearing a shaper, but the dress is backless. So if I wear the shaper, you're going to see it. Right. So that in that way, in that form, I don't have a problem with it. The only thing where I will find it an issue is if, like one of y'all said, you literally trying to look like a whole nother race.
Right.
Because now I want to know, like, what's your motive?
Right. That's the issue that I have.
Why are you trying to look black?
Listen, I told you earlier today. I told Candace earlier today that I was talking to God. I said, I had walked past the mirror and I said, oh no, God, I can't lose my ass. Mm-hmm. And I said, if I lose my ass, well, this stimmy check taking me to Miami.
Or somewhere. I said, God, look, it is what it is.
But my thing, like you were saying, it's a difference between you doing it because you just want to be happy with yourself than these women, specifically your Caucasian, Latina, Middle Eastern women, who are trying to be built like how black women are built. Before the because even black girls that get plastic surgery, I'm gonna say on their ass, not every black girl, but we are born curvy. Even the skinniest of the black girl has some form of shape.
Mm-hmm. It's naturally just
just naturally built that way. Even the skinniest of the black girl, she has some curve. So when you going to the plastic surgery and you hold up this picture of this black girl, and then after you're done with that, mm-hmm. then you go to your makeup artist and you tell them, oh, I want this complexion. Like that girl, Bad Baby, you was talking about. Have y'all looked at her? Her skin is so, she was like a light-skinned black girl.
Mm-hmm. Now, I was about to say, have you heard about the melanin shots?
Yes. And
they've been doing them for years. Yes. It just ain't been hitting like
somebody. It was some politician. They took a picture of their hair, and their whole hair was like brown. And they was like, it's the audacity for me that you taking these like little shots on the side, and your ass. I don't know who
they were. Looking like a spotted puppy or something.
Yeah, like straight the fuck. Wow. You know how people take see. You know, how, like on social media, they take the picture and then they zoom in and they circle. This fool. Like, you would have thought he was shooting up heroin with his little brown hand. But the hand is completely, like, brown now. And his face is pale. And I'm just like,
look, dude, ain't make get out for nothing. He was trying to let y'all know.
And these movies been hitting too hard.
I'm telling you.
I'm like,
okay. He's been trying to let y'all know somebody is walking around with a fucking teacup and hitting that bitch. And they just hypnotizing us and they asking us everything because they want to be black through and through. Mm-hmm. They can't just have the physical part. They need to know how we talk, how we think. But that's the thing. You can never duplicate us because the way we was created, our genetic makeup naturally, y'all just can't fuck with it. It don't matter how hard you try, how hard you train, no matter what you do, you will never be black. Aunties, wait. You can't duplicate something that's natural. We have 400 years to be the best in every motherfucking thing. Mm-hmm. Okay? We had to literally, when you see, it was so funny is, when I look at politicians, even the ones that claim it, you know, for the black community and care for the black community, when I look at them, especially the ones in particular that are Caucasian, I said, you don't even realize it's a little bit of racism in you. And the reason why I say this is because if your people struggling were just only black people, they wouldn't see it like how they see black women that, you know, go to the hospital and they say we have a high tolerance of pain. They wouldn't see it as an issue because they look at it as black people to pull themselves from the bootstraps. But the only reason why, even when they say, they mention and say, okay, well, people are struggling, they're in poverty, stricken communities, it's because there's always a white person within that. And they know from their own self, when they say, I couldn't even imagine some of the stuff they go through, they're saying this, honestly, how I see this, they're saying it for their people because they know white people could not really handle being broke, destitute. They couldn't, because their body, their genetic makeup is not designed. Even though ours is not designed to handle it, we are like some motherfucking giraffes. We adapted. And we figure, okay, we got to change this shit. But you'll see, if you could be in school with a white person and y'all do the same thing and they get hurt. Oh my God, it's like the world is ending with them. Oh my God. I don't know how I'm going to make rent. I'm making, you know, $16 an hour and my rent is like $900. How am I going to do it? Oh, I missed a car payment. You're talking to a black person that probably missed four payments of a car, okay? You're talking to a black person who's probably making $8 an hour and still is managing to feed their child and to take care of house and home. So when you look at, you know, the situations at hand, this is one of the reasons why I do feel like, how you were talking about with them doing the shots, they study black people so much because they still cannot figure out why we are not extinct. Why are they not extinct? Look at all the shit we done thrown at them. This don't make sense. How the fuck these motherfuckers keep pursuing and thriving through? How are they pushing past the impossible? And the niggas flipped it.
And now y'all in the neighborhood is trying to find the crack. Yes. It was wild to
walking
me.
Around like zombies and shit.
I'd be like, damn.
How are they not stopped
yet? Too many of y'all. What is going on? Right.
We cannot stop them. So that's, I'm not surprised when you, the melanin shit, they gonna start giving them melanin shots, like shot glasses at the club. Like, look, any way we can do it. Shit, we got overdose. You want some melanin with that Henny? Shit, black people with Henny? Go ahead and mix that shit. It's
we
dark.
We got the 12 o'clock melanin shots.
The last call. Nigga, they don't get a last call for the melanin shots. That's all night. At Fifth Avenue in Royal.
Bruh.
Come on down. I'm telling you. I do not put like that. I've literally been watching that movie Get Out like it just came out. And I just like... And so my mom used to tell me, and she was like, when you see movies like that, pay real close attention to them because that shit is not all fiction. It gives you some fiction shit. She's like, but it's not, because it has to come from somewhere. This ain't just some make-believe type stuff. And then you think about it, it's like,
where y'all get this idea from?
I'm not befriending Brandon. No, I'm not going there for Thanksgiving.
So no for me, Alex. Did y'all see the other Jordan Peele movie? With Janelle Monáe.
Antebellum?
Yeah, I don't know how to say that. But, okay, so I only seen the previews. Can y'all break down the whole,
girl?
Because I was just kind of like,
for you.
Oh, damn, you can't even talk about
because
it.
Because I would tell you to watch it.
It's interesting.
Really? Yes, just watch it. It's
it
a
is
really
supposed
good
to be. It's supposed to be in modern time, though.
Yes, it's in our time. Just watch it.
Because if I give you something, like, it's going to take away. Because when you watch it, you're going to be like, well, wait a minute. And you're going to realize some shit when you're watching it. Like,
so,
I don't want to tell her none of it. Because anything you really tell her of it is going to take from the synopsis of the movie. It'll literally ruin it for her. She'll be expecting it. You cannot. You just got to watch it.
Okay. It's still on Hulu, right?
Is it?
It's streaming on
Instagram. You know what? When I saw it on the illegal website.
That's where I saw it.
I saw it, I think, on 1-2-3 movies.
Yeah, that's where I saw it.
You know, I might give it another watch again. Yeah. On something that's clear, a little more legal, because,
I think I'd say watch it, you know, it's Speaking of that movie, so you know the Black Bachelor, right?
I thought you were gonna say Black Bastard.
So that show, The Bachelor.
Yes,
you know the black one.
Yes.
So he picked
White in disguise.
He picked this white girl. He gave her the final rose. Blah blah blah. They didn't work out, which we're pretty sure that was gonna happen anyway, because that's how the show keeps going on.
They wouldn't get her.
However, the reason why that didn't work out is because he found out that she was participating in antebellum reenactments. And that's why he eventually just broke up with her, because he found out before the show that she was participating in antebellum reenactments.
He came with that.
So I got to see the movie to understand what she was
doing. So, like, I can tell you what that is like. Antebellum reenactments pretty much is they reenact.
You can't tell her.
No, that. I'm telling her what that.
No, I know.
Even would know, like,
but it's, I know you. Don't even Google it.
Oh,
watch
no.
The movie first. Because if you tell her, then she going to know certain scenes in the movie.
Candace.
I'm telling you, that movie, you know when you, if I would have told you that movie, it would have spoiled it for you.
No, because I already knew what it was. I knew what antebellum was. Like,
but you ain't know how they was going to do it in the movie.
I'm not about to tell her what they going to do in the movie. I'm telling her about this dude.
But she might pick up on it.
Like, I knew what it was. I'm sure there's a lot of people who knew what it was before they saw the movie. Because I knew what it was.
I knew some of it, but I didn't know all of it.
Siri just told her.
Oh,
y'all had this full discussion. So I got the Civil War part. So she was reenacting
okay. Well,
the shit.
That's what I was gonna say. Like, they, so you know what the Civil War was for, right?
People really technically
free black people from slavery. But there's parts of like Alabama, Texas, the southern states, where they put on like festivals, antebellum festivals, where they reenact the Civil War. However, they're on the side of not wanting to free black people. And he found out that she was participating in this stuff and cut her ass loose. She was sitting up there crying, well, I didn't know, you know, I didn't know how detrimental it was to the black community.
Because I was already talking.
And I didn't know that, you know, this was really hurtful, and I'm so sorry, and now I'm learning about it. Bruh, you reenacted it and chose the side that was against freeing slaves.
So you was on the side where they was at. Like,
That's what it means. Like, even that group, the group, and they had a song. I love the song, but that was the name of their group, Antebellum. They decided to change the name of their group last year because they claimed they didn't know what it meant. Bro, you three white people from the South, and you telling me you didn't know what it meant. Where the name come from then?
Oh my God.
You knew what the name was when you came up with the name for your group. You knew what it meant.
They started to sue the black lady for their new name, Lady A.
Yes.
Child, mess me with that bullshit. I'm like, how are you going to say, oh, we realize what antebellum means and all this, and then when I turn around and sue this black singer whose name was Lady A because they changed their group name to Lady A, like, you want to sue her? You're literally perpetuating what you're claiming that you truly care about. You're going to turn around and sue a black person? I know you lying. That shit happened.
But watch the movie. It's a good movie.
I'm
going to
watch it, y'all, because I really good. The previews are the same.
1, 2, 3
none
movies.
None of his previews actually tell what the fuck we about to watch. Because I really be like, how do we... Okay, cool, sir. What is this about? Like,
yeah, it's a really good movie. I think you should watch it. You would enjoy it.
Antebellum.
Yeah.
All right, well, I did want to pick up brains about that. I ain't got really too much to say. We all on the same page. I was hoping somebody would be like devil's advocate, like, no, it's not that bad.
They all black.
But
I can't tell you what to say. It ain't that bad. It's that bad.
How do y'all feel about people who look past this shit, like other black people, like such as Lil Wayne, that's like, well, I ain't got no problem, like the,
cause they the secret,
obvious
they
selfishness.
Step and fetch it ass niggas, that's the period, they step and fetch it, they literally are, because the thing is, when you look at, like, so for example, when you go to places like Somerset Collection, and you see, I know y'all seen it, but like, I'll see a black guy, with a white girl who wants to be a black girl. And I'm sorry, like, I know, of course, all black people don't dress alike. We don't all have that. But that's our culture. That is born and bred with us. So even if we may not do it, at some point in time, we probably did it growing up. Or our cousins, our sisters, our brothers, our friends did it. That's just a part of us. So when I see it, like, okay, so it's two things going on here. You want the aesthetic of a black woman, but you don't want the soul of a black woman for your own maybe shitty ass reasons. Or maybe you feel like you can't get a black woman, so you're trying to go to a created black woman. Like, every time I see it, it just makes me laugh, because the thing that really makes me laugh is I'll see, it's like the white girl really trying to make herself known to me. I'm minding my business. I'm walking. I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to get to eat. Okay? I'm on a mission. And I'll just be walking, especially when you go like in the skywalk, you really can see it. And they'll like grab their men's clothes and try to like be really like showy off with them. And I'm like,
girl,
I'm not thinking about him. I don't care if I was attracted to him, period. It don't matter if he was white or black. If it's another guy with another female, I'm not cut out like that. But her reasons for trying to make herself be known is like, yeah, I got your style and I got your man. That's not my man, because if that was my man, he would be with me. So when I see it and I'm like, I know these guys are looking past it, like, I really just sometimes wonder, like, what was your mom like? Because I can't imagine you having a mom that really, how can I put this, really was involved with you for you to feel like, it's not even that I want to date out my race. Because if you want to date out your race, like, you're really going to date somebody that's completely opposite than what you think your race provides. You're not going to date somebody who's a different race, but it's like, white girls are buying lace front wigs.
Right.
Y'all was buying just the trampy, trashy, Party City wigs before. So what make y'all say, oh, like, let's not talk about when white girls start saying, I got to get bundles. Right. Black girls ain't even know what bundles was at first until we decided we were going to grow up from the beauty supply wings and start getting virgin hair. And then when we start saying, yeah, you know, my man got me a bundle. Now all of a sudden, oh, I got to get me a bundle. I got to get my nails done. Come on now.
Yeah.
Yes. We all know where the nails started from. And I can really be extra vocal, because that nail shit, in America, that shit started in Detroit.
Do you hear me?
That's deep print all over that. That shit was from us. Then that shit went by coast and went to the East Coast and then California. That shit was deep rooted in Detroit. We was doing all the freaky, crazy ass nails way before anybody. So when you see, now of course it's, you know, prevalent in all communities, but when you see certain types of groups and it's like, so you really walked into your 9 to 5, clickety clacking your nails, and they just said, oh my God, Sarah, who did your nails? But Keisha can't walk up in there with that. Like, Keisha, we just want a more natural
look. No, even a couple
years ago. A more manicured look. No, I know that.
A couple years ago when, what was it? I think it was either Beyonce's third or fourth album. And she had her nails airbrushed. And they was calling her, why is Beyonce wearing these ghetto nails?
Mm-hmm.
That was only a couple years ago.
To me. How are y'all to even throw that shit out?
Right. Why is she wearing these ghetto nails?
Ghetto nails.
As soon as Beyonce went to
Formation?
Well, yeah, Formation. It was white America.
It was like that.
Beyonce.
No, but y'all remember the Jonathan Jacksonville episode? Yes. Oh my God.
Beyonce's black? Yes, that was my episode.
Y'all remember like that?
That man with that butt where he
somebody worked. Literally tweeted on Twitter, like, and it was just crazy to me that this nigga even had a blue check by his shit. And I'm convinced they're just giving them out to people with money, so I might have to buy one.
They just giving them out, because that lady, not to bring her up, but the Gorilla Glue lady, she got a blue check. So,
what is her name?
Tessica.
She got a boot check.
Girl, her. You gotta get her something after
money. That's embarrassing. Right? They hold
it won't come. It won't
but you know what though? I like her because all that money that was donated to her GoFundMe, she gave it all away.
Good.
Like she gave it away to black families that really needed it. She didn't keep none of it for herself.
It won't move.
Shut the fuck up.
I won't.
But yeah, calling Beyonce ghetto. Oh my god, Beyonce is black.
That's some popular white people, famous people, white people is convinced that Beyonce is Italian.
That's what I was getting to. That
what
nigga,
y'all get
that's
to?
What he's tweeting. Like,
so y'all haven't seen Beyonce's mama or her daddy? Both of them black.
They said Beyonce is an Italian woman. I'm acting black. But,
yes.
Is so this who's having a blue check?
I want to know what Italian woman look like, Beyonce. I ain't never seen
them. Are we looking at the same women? Do y'all think that they passing by?
Well, apparently we are because they didn't all see what we were. So they didn't start painting themselves.
They deepening their skin tones now.
In 50 years, these encyclopedias going to be filled with niggas.
See, let me tell y'all. The other day, this pissed me off.
The dictionary?
Yes. This pissed me off because they have added the word finna to the dictionary now. And I just remember being little.
And people get
and my daddy used to always say, "Finna, Meryl, I'm finna go to the store."
Mama.
But he would tell us, "But listen, when you're in school, when you're in a professional setting,
like,
don't say
hell
finna."
No.
Finna was not the word. I remember being in school saying finna, and my teacher looking at me like, "I don't know what you're talking about." I remember my fourth grade teacher telling me, "That is not the way we speak. You are an intelligent young lady." Now it's in the dictionary, finna. And look up the word. I told my brother the other day, he gonna tell me, he was like, "Well, you know, the owner of dictionary, he's always around people that say finna." I'm like, "Nah, bruh, no. They heard black people saying this and now they want to say it." The other day, I was watching, what was that? Inside Edition, one of them. And they was talking about it being added to the dictionary. These white people on the show, I can't think of the lady's name who hosts the show, kept saying, I'm like, you can't even say it right.
Yo, stop. Why? I was thinking about, did y'all see stop. That TikTok with the white girl that was trying to mimic black women and was doing a hand clap, but she was doing
oh my god. She was on the 1 and 3.
And then the white dude was like, the white dude came out and was like, "You can't even appropriate right." And then was like, how do white dude master it? Like literally, because she was like, "You can't talk to me." I'm like, what is she doing a beat? This on the giddy up church beats. She was literally like that. I'm just like,
she was on the 1 and 3.
But have you seen, so what Tony was saying, like what he says about the few four niggas. So some website, I forgot what the website is, but they've literally been taking black, what we call heroes, and putting white faces in them. And they said, "We gotta let the kids, the future kids know." So they had like a picture of Beyonce. It had the tackiest looking white girl. Said, "This is Beyonce." I'm not kidding. They had some dude in there that was supposed to be Malcolm X. Malcolm X, of all people. I know his soul is like, I want to set this shit on fire. And had this white dude talking about, "This is Malcolm X." And before he was Malcolm X, he was known as, what's the dude?
Detroit Red.
Detroit Red, yeah.
Are you serious?
I am not. I swear. I saw
at
it
this
first
point.
I saw it on Facebook because they were like, how is this even getting a pass? Like, they literally, they had this girl in there. I laughed at this. I said, man, that ain't shit.
I heard
had this white girl in there.
Oh, actually,
she's
heard.
Aretha.
You know what?
Franklin. And she was fat. I'm like, you mean the damn?
What is the next spaceship leaving? Because I'm trying to get off this plane.
I heard the spaceship never even landed.
I'm going to a whole nother planet.
Alright, they said they went there and
go to the moon
because
that's part of this Earth's atmosphere. Just take me to a whole nother galaxy.
Take me to.
Oh no. Because
that is fucking ridiculous.
Okay?
Like, you cannot be serious.
My thing is, why y'all saying yourselves up like this? Like, the world just. Y'all gonna take out the instant flavor. Like, you. It's just a simple fact. What y'all going
I just really want black people, every black person in America, including Lil Wayne's dumbass, to just all go on strike for a whole week. Like, we not doing shit. We not leaving out the house. We not nothing. Oof.
And I want to see how all these other races and cultures survive.
I said, listen, next time y'all want to be like,
Wednesday, they coming to get us.
You don't want
to
be in America to leave. Give us one of these islands, and we will take everything that's us, and we will go live on these islands, and we will live peacefully.
They won't have shit if we take everything that's us.
Exactly.
And that's our thing. Y'all not making it to where we can get the fuck out.
We ain't me there. We was just joking. We was low-key joking.
They not in their shit. Shit.
Get the fuck on at
all. We'll be beating their ass in the Olympics.
Every fucking
nigga land will be fucking the women up.
And here's Niggaland.
I'm the third day on Niggaland. What happened?
Hell no.
These niggas have created something
these
else.
They done created a whole thing.
They done actually created flying planes.
We gotta go kidnap them again.
Bob, you see this shit? We took
yeah,
those niggas
there.
And packed
yeah.
up.
Stop.
I'm telling you, they would like do it.
That's
like
exactly
America,
what they
Joe.
To do. If we
Let's
did go on strike, I could see it right now. Tuesday, they got a meeting like, all right. So we're gonna go
round
capture their asses again.
Round these niggas.
We know for sure if they didn't show up Monday for work, they're not coming back, and it's Tuesday, and I ain't seen a black person yet, and they've been trying to get to the money.
Like, reparations, man. All right.
Look. We already gave all the stimmy checks. No. We gave everybody
that's
the
how they
stimmy
really feel
check.
About that shit, too.
And they just still want more. We're not giving
Are
you guys
God
any fucking power.
Why do you want more?
God damn it. They figured it out again.
Billy, go handle this.
We need another distraction.
Bah.
Come on.
Bah.
They're running out now.
So. Give them niggas another stimmy check. Okay.
Bah.
Go ahead and just give them 2,000 this time. Maybe that'll shut their asses up.
Bah.
I know.
Maybe go buy some more Jordans or
guys only
some shit. I
gave you guys $1,000. Come on.
What more do you want?
Your lights are on. Go back to work next month. Come on.
Hey, damn it, I'm paying rent. I'm back
room. My rent was due. What do you mean? So, with all of that being said, friends, I personally, I don't feel like cultural appropriation is ever appreciation. I have yet to actually see. I'm not even starting to see it because, like, you know, last year they was doing the white ally stuff. So, even with that being said and considered, that's no longer a. That's no longer an option. But, that was the topic for the week, ladies.
We didn't ever be appreciated.
I ain't going. That's all
I'm saying. You gotta leave to be appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
Like a relationship.
Like,
you leave out a relationship, all of a sudden, I miss you. Because I literally want you to come back. That's especially with us creating everything.
Like everything we ever created.
America be butt naked.
For real.
I know.
They'll be eating Boston Market. They'll be pissed. I'm tired.
Not Boston Market. No, that shit do be good. White people be in there like.
Boston Market, that's just scream like no season.
Bland ass, great.
It just look white. Like, for
it
real,
does.
Just pale meat.
They water even look white.
Just pale, all over across
bland
the board.
Bland-ass water. How you have bland-ass water?
It just, no. Boston Market literally should say, keep me in Boston.
Water.
It really should just say, keep niggas out.
Man, you ain't got to worry. I'm not coming in.
Badly.
Y'all talking about Boston Market like this?
I'm telling you.
Hey, I be in there. I ain't
going. You can't tell me you ain't bought nothing they add your own seasonings to it.
I don't know, y'all. I was about to say, I done got a few things where I was like, damn.
Oh, shit.
They
already got to you. Right, they done got
right.
You some pots.
It's happening. Get out.
You had to go to one that was ran by niggas.
Right.
They said put this shit.
These mashed potatoes
in here real quick.
These mashed potatoes got some melanin
yeah,
to them.
Some hot sauce to these grains real quick.
Go ahead and put some butter. Shit.
Yeah.
What the fuck they talking about?
You go to the Caucasian community, boy, I tell you, that mashed potato is invisible. That's how white it is.
Not it's invisible.
I'm telling you.
Not
out of fucking visible.
Hell no. Them green beans be so damn crispy. They literally just pull them out the frozen bag.
God, ain't put them nasty.
And they sit them in hot water and then put them on the plate.
And then throw them onion chips on
them. I'm telling you, white people, when they season shit, ain't no season. That's why they love carrot. What's the things they make around Thanksgiving?
What's that? Lemon pepper?
Casserole. That's it.
Hey, Sarah, I brought my famous green bean casserole.
With the fart
casserole. You want a casserole?
I think this black boy who mama used to make her that.
Hey, welcome to the neighborhood. I baked you a casserole.
Tastes like
me either. And I'm proud that I don't.
Right, I'm so proud.
I think anything made in that, like, in that form is casserole. Like, I'm being so serious.
Like lasagna, macaroni.
This is so much
anything in that square.
Do y'all know what a green bean casserole is, though?
They pull it out. Look, it come out of a can.
It's canned green beans mixed with mayonnaise and onion chips and and little ham bits.
I see little ham bits. You have been through a lot. If you have known what's in the shit.
Yeah, you can't bring that to
me. I'm telling you.
Green beans and
mayonnaise.
So I know they pull something out of the can.
This girl that I used to be cool with, she told me she was dating this white boy. She was dating this white boy at one time.
What's in a green bean casserole?
She said his mom made her a green bean casserole. And I was like, you do know what's in that. She was like, I mean, I didn't eat it, but you see the mayonnaise in it? You see the recipe?
I see.
You talking about somebody. It's just, it really made, like, even with you naming it, it's really making me crazy.
They said a half cup of milk, a Campbell's condensed cream of mushroom soup. Oh. 1 teaspoon of soy sauce. Why?
That's the seasoning, girl.
And 1 dash of black pepper. So you just take 1 circle ball of peppercorn. Right.
You just gave it a race over me to talk about the soy sauce and the seasoning.
4 cups of cooked cut green beans. And 1 1/3 cup of French fried onions.
They told you about the onions.
That'd be a show.
You don't see the one with the mayonnaise.
If you ain't got the French onions on, you ain't shit, Tom.
Nah, you ain't put that little dash of peppercorn in it.
There you go.
What you doing, my nigga?
Yeah, come on, stop that. Where is he?
You're getting 3 peppercorns,
bitch. But look, if you can't
you see? Y'all know something, go to Miami.
He just shot a video. He was feeding his lady.
Dude, yeah.
And her dude was just looking at her.
I was about to say somebody.
I was laughing.
Somebody literally was chasing him out the restaurant or something.
That girl birthday?
Yes.
And that was her ex-boyfriend.
Wow.
You're like, ain't nobody thinking meeting your mama except me, bitch.
Wait.
It's so bad. All these celebrity niggas be getting like he be feeding it to him. Like, bro, I'm feeding this, bro.
Don't even feed me. And I ain't no man or a celebrity. I'm good. And it's COVID. You still do that?
To this day, I never understood. For the fact that it's this nigga's. It was her ex-boyfriend, nigga.
Yeah. He went crazy. First he was banging on the window.
Negroes would ruin the funeral if they could.
And she was just looking at dude like. It was her birthday. He was like, I knew you was going to be with another nigga.
The chef, nigga?
Okay. She was with a group of her friends, too. And he literally spazzed the fuck out.
That's crazy.
That shit was crazy.
I could sleep better at night knowing the full story on that shit. Because it does play often in my head for free.
That is crazy.
I only meet you putting it in your mouth is mine, B.
He said, bitch, what? Oh, hell no. I can only wonder what the other customers are thinking. Like, everything was all good until they brought the food out.
It was all good.
Oh, my God.
Probably in disbelief, like. This is why we can't rock with y'all. Y'all can't even just eat up in this bitch.
Oh,
like,
my goodness.
Oh, wow. But, shit, what was I about to say? That was crazy, but you got anything for us, fucking fans?
Hell no, I'm sorry.
Well, all right then.
Sorry.
Well,
You sure?
I'm ashamed of myself. I did not prepare anything. Sure? This will not happen again, ladies and gentlemen. I know I said that three times, but.
Well, all right then. Well, I mean, technically, yeah, we got politics going on. You know, the politician gave out them stimmy checks.
Oh, okay. So it is St. Patrick's Day. Do y'all know the supposed history of St. Patrick's Day?
Tell us about it.
So I was in college, and I'm not sure if this is a rumor. I'm not sure if this is a theory or anything like that. But apparently, a group of small Africans went over to
I'm evil for laughing.
I'm saw Africa earlier today.
Because I'm picturing this. They literally, small little people, went over to Africa. Not Africa, over to Ireland and stuff. And these people was living filthy. So they was helping these people out. They didn't help them make shoes. They didn't show these people how to bathe. They didn't show these people everything that they needed to know in order to be cool. So what the people did was they went out that way to say, go tell the king, yo, we got some magical people in the village. Like, they giving us clothes. They giving us things. Oh, my God. You know what's going down? That nigga St. Patrick said, for sure, bring them to me. And offed all them little ass niggas. And they caught the St. Patrick's Day. He was like, you know. That's what I was told, the historical.
So this is why you got the leprechauns. Me, they came back.
Okay, so if y'all look at the pictures of leprechauns, they have what? Black features. They got big nose.
You
they
know.
Got big hair. They got all of this shit.
And I ain't never heard of that shit.
They whitewashed everything else.
I can't remember exactly what I heard, but it was like some racist shit. Like, it was a racist undertone of the day. Mm-hmm. So I never celebrated it, because, you know.
I had never heard this shit ever. Hold on.
But this shit seemed possibly legit.
Okay.
So St. Patrick's a whole ass nigga. He's like, man, y'all clean over there? Oh, no.
Yeah, no, I had these motherfuckers living like peasants. All right, bring them to me.
All right, so this is what it says. St. Patrick was a patron saint of Ireland, but he was born in Britain, and he was kidnapped at the age of 16 and taken to Ireland to live as a slave. He escaped but returned in 432 CE to convert the Irish to Christianity. By the time of his death, March 17, 461, he had established monasteries, churches, and schools. Many legends grew up around him. For example, that he drove the snakes out of Ireland and used the shamrock to explain the Holy Trinity. So, you know, like the cross, yeah, Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
So that's what that say.
Okay. That sounds like some lies.
So look up.
That sounds like some lies.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Don't bring that shit to the ladies' room. No shame, no tea. But no. We ain't doing that whitewashing mess.
I'm just on the little black people for me.
I'm seeing with the little gold buckle shoe. Yes.
That was in some Stacey Adams. Yeah, they was black.
Got the
sure.
Feather in the hat.
They was from Detroit too.
They was lit. Saying, what is this, honey? And yes. They had a nerd that was white.
Money Micah descended from them.
Oh my God.
Look at how so,
ladies,
on.
Look this up. It's a
Cat Williams.
P Y G M Y. Tribe.
Oh, I heard of them, the Pygmy tribe. Yeah.
They saying they wiped them out when I was looking up the real history in regards to
St. Patrick. I know about the Pygmy.
Did St. Patrick wipe out that tribe?
Make that up.
Yep, yeah. So those are the, it says the theory has given many to rise, many memes on social media. In recent years have been shared widely, especially around March 17, the feast day of St. Patrick. Basically, they said the theory summarizes that any historical evidence that is set in these claims are simply complete nonsense.
Hmm.
I see it, so they were only around 5 feet, and 5 feet being tall. Nigga. So this explains why the leprechaun is always mad. It's these people with a vengeance.
That sounds more realistic.
They want their gold. They want me gold.
So look that up, y'all.
Yeah, I see it says.
I see it just says genocide.
Yeah. Genocide of African tribe who were reportedly the origin inhabitants of that island. And they
actually wipe them out.
Oh shit, wait, hold on. She may be on with something because it said
here
their teeth. It says their teeth were sharp, so they would sharpen their teeth. So you can see how like their teeth, and you think of the leprechaun.
Come on, huh?
That's the Stacey Adams for me. Okay, this low-key bold, but you can't tell me he'll like a leprechaun.
Talk to me nice and speak kindly.
He want his gold. And you know black niggas love wearing green.
And they love gold.
I do love gold. But
it is nice. Gold is nice though.
But it's just the Stacey Adams. You just gotta think about that. Let that sizzle in
the
stairs.
And I'm pimp coat.
Look at that.
They dress like they was going to church.
Well, I am not mad at that one, Candace. Here we go. Boom.
Look at how they wore their hair.
See that picture?
They had full beards, too.
You know what? I'm about to say y'all.
They always wore a pimp ring on the pinky.
They always told you.
Candace, you're overdoing it. You are overdoing it.
Because now you really put it into play now that I think about it. Because it's just like Gremlins. Mm-hmm. Did you know Gremlins was like a satire? It's supposed to be of black people.
Yeah.
That's why they drank 40.
That was so there when your gremlins like get real. They and start doing ghetto shit.
I'm telling you. And they love fried chicken.
Yep. You niggas like, don't like getting wet.
We.
This shit is.
I'm bringing it to the forefront.
We're
sitting
by the pool, but we won't get in it.
And this is why they think we stupid, y'all. This shit is all in our face, and we just like. Not us.
It's a good feel.
That ain't me, nigga. It ain't me, Charles. What?
I'm telling you.
So, listeners, if y'all do got y'all on y'all own time, since it is Paint Patrick's Day, look up Black Leprechauns. Let your mind go ahead and fall into the rabbit hole on Google.
Oh, my God. Oh,
and
shit.
And a past on Puff in politics.
Yo.
Back to you, Alex. Candace Mickey. I mean, what are you about?
Fuck, I don't even know what I was about to say. Yo, they talking about t-shirts.
Damn. Okay, I don't really have a beauty tip for y'all today, but I have an item that you can go and purchase for your black ass.
That's colorism. Can I say black ass? That's colorism.
Sunscreen. Black people.
Okay, some more colorism.
You know.
I know.
You wear sunscreen every day, not just in the hot ass summertime, because you don't want melanoma cancer. Okay. It is harder for us to get. However, when we get it, we are pretty much dead. So wear your sunscreen. The one that I really love is by a black woman. It's called Black Girl Sunscreen, but men and women alike can both wear it. You can put it on your face as well. It won't turn you to that ashy white color that those sunblocks do turn into. This won't do that to you, so make sure you wear your sunscreen. Because even in the harsh winter, even when it's cloudy and rainy, and you can't see the sun can still see you. It still penetrates your skin and will give you melanoma cancer. And it don't matter how dark you are, because actually, darker that you are, if that sun penetrates into your skin and you get melanoma cancer, it starts at a stage 4. Wear your sunscreen.
Wear your sunscreen.
It's easier for lighter and white people to get it. However, it's also easier for them to get rid of it because it sits on top of their skin.
It takes more
to penetrate our skin because of the melanin, but it can penetrate. Once it penetrates, adios, amigos.
Yep. And then you talked all this shit about not burning in the sun.
No, wear your sunscreen.
My niggas could die because of the sun.
My mom, since I was little, they've been putting sunscreen on us since we were little. Man, because we had a family member who died from melanoma cancer. So it's very, I know, you know, you hear about the shit. Black people can't. No, we don't burn, whatever. That's bullshit. Yes, you do. You burn just like a white person, if not worse.
We just look like
it's just because you're darker, it's harder to see. But the inside of you sees it.
My mom, she had got some poisoning before.
Yep.
Really? Mm-hmm. You can definitely
get side effects. She was fucked up. Like, she was on vacation, like, for like a few days. She couldn't leave out of her room.
Oh, yeah. Because your skin will hurt, too. So you want to get an SPF of 30 or higher.
Okay.
And that 30, you know, pretty much that just stands for how many hours you can be in the sun before you need to reapply it. And I think 30 is like 7 hours, I think it is. But, yeah, just wear your sunscreen. Take care of yourself. We don't want to get cancer and die.
And you said it's called the Black Girl Sunscreen.
It's called Black Girl Sunscreen. You know, that's one that I like because it doesn't leave that ashy white residue on you. And you can wear it under makeup, you know. And it's also, men can wear it too. It's just called Black Girl Sunscreen because a black girl created it. And you can find it at Target. It's always sold out at Target. Kind of jumping back to what we were talking about earlier. I picked it up one day to buy it, and a white woman picked it up right after me. Mm-mm. And it said Black Girl Sunscreen. But whatever. Each his own. You know, but you can get it from Target. And if you can't find that sunscreen, just get any sunscreen that's SPF 30 or higher. Mm. You know, don't want y'all out here dying. That is the beauty tip I have for you today.
For sure. Am I next? Let me get it on my head. So,
what's the word?
Oh, we gotta do the Circle of Excellence Award. All right, do you have a person for us today?
I did not know it was my week to choose. Right. Sorry. No, you okay. No, you okay. Y'all okay. Y'all okay. Y'all all right? Because I got this.
Don't do me. I love her. Oh, I love her. Me.
Listen.
I love her.
I got this. Because I already had a list of people in case this is hard. I was like, these are my options. So mine
go ahead, boo.
Does go to a young lady in the city. Her name is Dominique. And she currently runs an organization by the name of Stilettos and Soul. And she's only 21. Oh, she does her own dance classes. She's literally like trying to build an independent agency. So for like other, you know, artists and stuff in the city that need background dancers, she's doing a lot of networking with that. She's been dancing for about 2 years. And the girl is cold. Like she's, you know, of course she started off in church or whatever, but again, she was literally born and raised in the city. She was inspired to do Stilettos and Soul because she was, like I said, dancing in church, and then she actually just seen she had the gift of dancing. Mm-hmm. But this girl is really good. You guys can like follow her.
Her IG
is called Call Me Munchie. Literally, Munchie is like in you know, chips. Mm-hmm. And she's literally on her page, you guys can see like her Stilettos and Soul. She's doing a lot of visuals. She does classes in the city here every Tuesday at Exhibit Studios. There's no age limit. So if you guys are interested in like heel choreography, all that type of stuff, it's beginner intermediate friendly. But her, the way she goes about it is impeccable. She makes everybody feel comfortable. As a dancer, I really appreciate instructors like that are more so focused on the actual gift of dance, the magic and what it has, you know, how impactful it is and understands how people can be intrigued by it. So you guys can check her out. And I want to show love because I'm training with this girl now, and I'm like, you from the city, you only like, I think she just turned 22 or 21.
That's what's up.
But either way, you know, you got to work.
We should try to get her on the show eventually.
That's dope.
I will talk to her about it if you guys want to interview. But definitely go follow her. She got a nice story, too.
That's what's up.
I
love that. I clap it up for award recipients.
Okay.
And what is her name again?
Her name is Dominique Taylor.
Dominique Taylor, that's what's up. You want to give this award to you, Dominique?
We'll take it.
Miss Taylor. Yeah. All right, Candyland, what you got for us?
Well, in Coco's Fashion Corner today, the news is bringing you about a collab Macy's is doing. So, Macy's, yes, I said Macy's, is teaming up with five black creatives for a limited run trot. So I'm happy and over the moon about this because two of the celebrities, I'm not so familiar with the other three, but the two celebrities I am familiar with is Misa Hilton. And if any of y'all know Misa Hilton, she's the stylist for, she literally created the whole look of Jodeci, Mary J. Blige, and the list goes on. So she's responsible for that. She's also the person who designed the outfit for Beyonce. It was like, I think it was like right after she did the album, the second album with Jay. Not the second album, Jay. No, what's the album called? The Carters. So after they did the song, what's the name of the song? My mind is slipping right now. You know the song where they be in the Louvre, the museum? What's the song called? Ape Shit. So the look that, right. So the look that she had on the MCM bodysuit, most people didn't know Misa Hilton, she designed that whole outfit. So I'm so excited for that. And another designer who I've been literally, he's been like, I want to say underground, but he's very known in like Harlem and Brooklyn. This guy, his name is Luigi Theodore. And I've been following him, I'm going to say, since 2008. His brand is called the BKC or the Brooklyn Circus. I'm obsessed with them. I could never buy a varsity jacket, though, because it was always like $600-$800. But he is going to be one of the people that Macy's is doing this limited run drop. And the thing that makes it so also interesting is the fact that they're not doing it. They didn't do it during Black History Month. Okay. So for them to do it, they're supposed to drop this following Monday. So for them to do this limited run drop in a whole different aspect, you're not thinking about Black History Month, sorry, but most Black people are thinking Black all year round. But for other people to come in and experience it, some of the other artists they're going to be working with is Alan Onaya, Zarina Akers, and Amina Abdul-Jalil. And they're going to create a limited space for them all throughout Macy's. So I'm really excited to see what they're coming with. Because I know Misa and I know Theodore. And their shit does not fail. Like, their shit is top tier. Really top tier. So, y'all, I would say just really keep an eye out for it. Because I know once this starts, like, making headway, that shit is going to sell out. Because also I know the price cap, they're going to have to be able to price it at Macy's. So it's not going to be like typically what they would price it on their own individual websites. So you're going to be getting some really dope-ass shit for more than half the price off. And it's like, I know the shit is going to be bomb and unique. So I'm looking forward to that. I can't wait.
Yeah, that's what's up. I know who she was.
Yeah. And for Misa to do that, like, because Misa, so her story is interesting too. A lot of people didn't know. So after you think about all these celebrities, you style like pretty much the whole R&B category. You style hip-hop, Jay, Big. You think of all these people. And then she came to a moment where she ended up losing her contract and she was pretty much homeless. And you look at like Misa. So if you're not familiar, Misa Hilton is the light-skinned chick that will always be with Lil' Kim and Mary J. Blige.
Yeah.
That's her.
She used to make
nice mama.
She was the person who made the shit pop. She used to have the platinum blonde hair. She used to have the platinum blonde hair. Her hair still is just real short now. She was homeless.
What ended up revamping her career was she when Dapper Dan got the deal to actually work with Gucci instead of just, you know, taking the items and making them, you know, before Gucci tried to sue him and then reduplicate the shit that he already made. But he called her up to help work with him. And I guess, like, she briefly spoke on it, but pretty much it brought her back into this world. And they said that Beyonce requested, of all people, for her to design this look. She didn't know what it was, but she said she knew it was going to have Beyonce's whole idea of it. So she was like, but she didn't know it was for Beyonce. She said they just brought it to her. It was like, this person is very notable. Very notable. She was like, you know, I'm thinking like, okay, they probably know. But she said she didn't know it was going to be for that. And she said until one day they were like, okay, they surprised her. Some of her friends surprised her. Like, we want you to see who you designed this bodysuit and coat for.
Y'all can search it. The fit is by MCM, but she reconstructed it. It's so bad. Like, I was like, I want this. She went walking into New York City. She was on Times Square and see the billboard. Beyonce just standing up there talking about the cars. And she said, when she saw that, so many people blew up her phones. Like, you designed this custom piece for B. Like, we want to work with you. She was talking about big name labels. Was like, yeah, we want to work with you because if you could take MCM and do this out of just the fabric, like, it was still MCM, but it was with her spin on it. So I was like, yo, if you, she's doing her own shit now, and you bringing her into a store, which I know they also bring in these people because they need a savior. But at the end of the day, I'm stoked about it because I'm like, you're going to give these people who really didn't have a forefront chance to really showcase, like, what they about, so... Like, really, if you get time, check out the Brooklyn Circus. Like, when I tell you the dopest, I love how he styles. Yeah. Like, he's not a stylist, he's a designer, but the way he creates shit, he really, like, his whole aesthetic came from, like, the Harlem Renaissance era, meet, like, street. It's just fucking dope.
That's what's dope. Like,
he made a varsity pea coat. Mm. So, I'm like, I ain't never seen a varsity pea coat. The fact that you do it, I seen niggas, like, insert shit, but I ain't seen him actually create his own.
Can you see this?
Go to his website. You can either put the BKC or just put the Brooklyn Circus.
Okay, that's what
and you'll see that pop up. He Brooklyn has like Circus. the dopest shit. Literally. I love his shit. Great fabrics too.
Okay. Oh my goodness. This is cute. It's cute.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it.
Very
shit.
Nice.
I
guess so. I've been following for a minute. So. Y'all be putting me on a lot of stuff, and I'll be like, damn, I'll be under a rock. Chilling under that bitch. Like,
you're a bikini bottom.
Going
out.
Bikini bottom.
I'm telling you. But that's all from Fashion News. So, you know, the last segment is really like, what music y'all been listening to? What's the flavor in your ear? What you rocking out to? For me, you know, I really just been, for the past couple weeks, I just really been in this 90s R&B vibe.
Yeah.
So I can't even pick, like, oh, I'm listening to this one artist. Nobody has dropped nothing for me to just be like, oh, let me listen to this album over and over. I haven't heard nothing drop. So maybe I'll get out of it and maybe look at one of the albums that just dropped and give it a listen. Right now, I'm still 90s shit. 90s R&B.
SZA sounds good on my playlist.
Yeah, she been popping up on mine a lot.
I like, I've been making a lot of Good Days and her last or first album, I think.
Her album. Popular album.
Okay.
Yeah, she had an album before that, but that she wasn't one. Really known. Yeah, I like the light pink one. But the one, the one you talking about was CTRL or Control.
I've been listening to, let's say her name, Victoria Monet. Nah, but yeah, Victoria Monet. And
she's sweet.
Yeah, I love her.
Are you racist?
I've been listening to her. She's pretty dope. I like her. I've been listening to her for a couple years now. And I've been listening to the SIS, Cute and Low.
Let's go.
Mm-hmm. Yay. I don't know, ever since that thong song documentary, I've just been listening to
it. It's a documentary.
It's a documentary of how the thong song came to be. And I'm telling y'all, every person needs to watch this shit.
Really?
It will give you you will have more appreciation for the thong song. For real, you will. Listen. I love Cisco anyway. Drew Hill is always one of my favorite groups, but just been listening to Cisco's first album, the only album of his that actually matters, other than Drew Hill album. Yeah.
I'm confused. Nelly dropped the album?
Nelly's still
doing shit. I'm looking at some shit.
No, he just acquired something, and he's some new label or something.
It has this new album, it has Nelly name, and I've made sure to make sure nobody named their album Nelly.
And I'm looking down. I'm like, oh no, it says Nelly. Unless there's another artist named Nelly.
Well, maybe he
on the streets. Because I'm looking at this shit like I see. Because I was going to say you can listen to Tory Lanez.
You know what? I got to double back on that. I have kind of been listening to Sean Paul's new album.
Ooh, yeah.
And yes, because it really put me in carnival vibes. And I was like, damn it, if COVID don't miss. Like, literally, he got some joints on there to make you want to get busy. Yeah. Like, his album, literally, it dropped last week, I think. Yeah, it dropped last Friday or last Thursday. So I have been listening to some Sean Paul. Alongside Beyonce. I would listen to that too.
Hell no. Well, I didn't know Nelly had a new album. It's y'all gotta listen to it if y'all want to or don't.
I just gotta see if it's really Nelly.
I'm going to listen to Sean Paul first thinking the Nelly thing was like, what?
Right.
I'm gonna go check it out and see the hard cover.
I don't know, you know, what that's about.
Nelly said, y'all ain't getting rid of
Cordell
me.
Cordell Hayes said,
that girl made I'm a busted challenge. Yeah. I'm back. Fuck y'all. Yeah.
I'm back.
Erica Banks, I'm out. Blessing. To some, my butt getting big. I still got it.
Well, thank y'all for listening. This is it for our show today, episode 9.
Gracias.
Thank you guys for listening. Tune in. I posted the video of what we was talking about with the blackface.
Mm-hmm.
So it will be in our Instagram story of our WTF moments, what the fuckery. So you can check that out in there. And thank you guys for listening.
Bye, y'all.
Coco.
Adios.
That's all I have.